Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's radio. It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I remember playing some of my best ball when it was freezing outside.
Best what ball?
Anything that involved a ball, I played it.
Jeff Lutz.
Again, you played your best ball by yourself?
I assume most people do.
You've never got your shot blocked playing by yourself.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's the ball.
Learn it. Know it.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Mike Furch is with us. He's willing to jump around a little bit as we go through a Wednesday show, joining us at the top of hour number two. Mike, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got up super early, not as early as Jeff, but went to my doctor's visit and had a great report. And so I'm doing pretty good. And Tennessee's playing football, and Oklahoma's playing football, and KU. And, you know, it's that time of year that just how can anything be wrong with anybody?
Lots of football, lots of meaningful baseball still for one of us on the show, at least. So,
well, Mike's a Braves fan. He's got some meaningful baseball.
Well, that's true. So you are headed out on the road to see your favorite band. I believe I'm saying that correctly. Electric Light Orchestra, their final tour. You're headed out on the road to see them three times in a very short span. That's Jeff-esque.
Like
how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm going to tell you, Jeff is actually the one that inspired me. He don't know when I haven't said him, but you know, Jeff, with his love for the Eagles, that just it is actually the catalyst that inspired me to go see them this many times. I'm leaving on Friday. I will see them in St. Louis on Friday. Then I'll leave St. Louis Saturday morning to drive to Indianapolis and see them in Indianapolis. Drive to my daughter's house in Ohio and stay for about 3 or 4 days with her. And then I'm taking all of them. I'm taking my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson, to see them as well, because their mama, she loved ELO about as much as I did. Not quite as much, but about as much. And it was her final big date. So we're going to share in a moment, and I'm looking forward to doing that with my grandson. It'll be his first ever big concert, so that'll be something he'll never forget.
That's awesome.
So I'm coming back.
And you know I like ELO. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead. My bad. I stepped on you.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I'm going to Dallas. I've not bought tickets yet. Check the tickets, Bob. We can get tickets and go to Dallas, which is not that far away.
Well,
so it's a Friday.
This is a very busy month for League 42, believe it or not. But
when's the Dallas show?
I think that's October the 6th. I'm not exactly sure of the date, but I'm looking for company. My wife will be tired of them by then, but I'm looking for company, and that will be the last chance I get to see them. But I think it's October the 6th. I'm not exactly sure on the date of that.
So I like ELO, too. We're talking with Mike Furches. I was a little concerned to read some of the reports about the seeming health of Jeff Lynne. What do you know about that?
Well, he's getting older, and
I
think he's like a lot of people that over the years he's done so much. Of course, you know, Jeff Lynne kind of took it easy over a number of years and did a lot of production as opposed to singing and performing. So I'm a little concerned about that, but hopefully there will be no issues and he'll get through this tour without too much trouble. So he's just got to pace himself. I don't know how he does. I don't know how any of those big shows do it. And you think about bands like the Rolling Stones. Well, that's, you still get up there and performing in front of 30,000 people, 25, 30,000 people, the way he does. And he sings every song. But, you know, people like the Rolling Stones that have done it for so many years, and there's so many others, how they can control their voice and their vocal cords is, to me, it's rather amazing how they can do that. So
they know the tricks of the trade. Go ahead, Jeff.
Do they do the same show each time out, or they mix it up a little bit?
They mix it up. The last time that I went to see him, I got to speak with Donnie Harrison, because they were actually looking, with Mary Jane, with her being in the condition that she was, they were actually looking at trying to set something up where we could meet Jeff Lynne and the band. And Donnie was telling me that Jeff Lynne, this is his words, Jeff is very anal in the way he performs shows, and that he has a set way that he does things and the way he performs, and they may change a song or two a night, but pretty much are doing the same show every night. And it's about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours, and every song they play is a hit. So it's still a fun show.
Talking of pop culture with Mike Furches, who joins us almost every week to do this, and has for, 7 years now? Has it been that long?
It's been that long. It's been a great ride, so.
What movies have you seen recently that have sparked your interest? I think what was the one we were talking about last time? It ends with us. I think you saw that, right?
Yeah, we did see that, and that was okay. I've been actually disappointed in the last number of movies I've seen. And the last two, especially, I've been disappointed in, despite the praise of one of them by quite a bit of people. And it's just, it was disturbing. So,
which ones?
The Reagan movie. And if you want to make a movie, a biopic, present the story. Don't present the biopic just to make the person look good. And there's a lot of things in that time, particular time, I got to interview with Jack Hillary. I don't know if you remember Jack Hillary. He was a liberal Rush Limbaugh that was nationwide, and he interviewed me on his show. I still got copies of that show where I spoke with him. There were things that Reagan did that most of us can appreciate. I miss the days where Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan could find a way to work across the aisle. But there were a lot of things like with psychiatric and mental health care that was a whole other issue. And none of the bad was touched on. The acting was... Dennis Quaid's okay. He's not what I would consider one of the great American actors. He's a good actor, but he's not a great actor. So I was to see all of the hype of that movie and then to be so disappointed in it. So, and then Afraid is another one. It wasn't that bad, but boy, is it getting blasted by the critics. And Afraid is basically it's a take on AI. And how the AI in the home, it's a step beyond Alexa and some of the other devices that actually listen to us and suggest ads at Facebook and things of that nature. So those are the last two that I've seen.
I got a Netflix recommendation for you, and that would be the docu-series, I guess it would be, also kind of like a TV show. There's a lot of acting in it and portrayals. The six-parter about Wyatt Earp, extremely interesting, just very well done. And if you haven't watched that, Mike and Bob, you should watch it immediately.
I'll check it out because I've always liked Wyatt Earp, so that sounds quite interesting. Is that a newer series, Jeff, or is it new, or is it older?
Yeah, it just came out last week or the week before. It's new, and it's spectacular, and I've always been interested in that Old West.
What is it?
It's a series about Wyatt Earp, and it's just so good.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like her.
Well, I got to check that out.
I've got the luxury of checking it out since we've been on the telephone. So, I love that. Does it touch on the Wichita connection at all with Wyatt Earp? I'm sure it probably does, don't it?
It's mostly about his, it's called Wyatt Earp and the Vendetta Ride. It's mostly about him going after people who killed his brothers, and they're called the Cowboys, and there's a leader of that group, and they were after each other for quite a few years, and it's just very interesting. How everything played out. They were it's just good.
Yeah, and I'm going to sit there on the queue. I'm going to actually watch that this afternoon and start watching it. So, because I love Wyatt Earp. I love that era of westerns as well. Something super special about it.
I'll watch it at some point, but any opening I have right now, I'm going back and watching Newhart. And
Newhart. You should take 2 or 3 days out to watch this series. It's mostly
about... I'm just hooked on Newhart. You know how it is.
It's mostly about the gunfight at the OK Corral and the fallout from that. It's just go watch it, man.
Why can't I just watch Newhart?
You can, but take 2 or 3 days off from Newhart.
No, I don't take days off.
Because once Newhart's
that's why
over...
binge watching.
Because once Newhart's over, it's over. There's no new episodes of Newhart coming out.
What'd you think of that show when it was on, Mike?
We talked about that a little bit last time. I loved the Newhart when it was on, and I loved both renditions of the little hotel or motel type thing that they ran, and then him as a comedian as well. I loved the Newhart, and I'm with you, Bob. I'm weird, kind of like that. If I start watching something, I can't watch anything else, especially if it's a series. I have a hard time watching anything else. I went through 14 seasons of Blue Bloods, doing exactly what you're talking about, and I didn't watch anything else until I was done with Blue Bloods, except go to a movie a couple times a week.
The worst or best example of binge watching that I have is watching a complete season of Ozark in one day, and I think there's 10 episodes, one hour each at least.
Yeah, those are not the 20-minute episodes either.
So I spent one day down in my basement. My wife wasn't interested in watching Ozark. She may have been gone somewhere, but I watched every episode in one day, and I've never binged anything like that before.
I watched 2 episodes of Shoresy in one day, or 2 seasons.
Yeah, but that's 15 minutes.
But those are 20-minute shows, yeah.
No nonsense.
Compared to Newhart and some other stuff, I know that you and Duda love that show. It's a good show, but compared to Newhart, 40 years from now, we're not going to be sitting down talking about that, even if we're around.
We won't
either. And we're still talking about Mike, Newhart.
Well, you guys are. I don't know if anybody else is.
That is a decent point. But my counterpoint to that would be that people in our age range probably go watch a lot of that, because it's one of those shows that you sit down and you feel good about watching. It's just funny. It's good-natured. The writing is amazing. It's just, I don't know, it's just a great television show. I don't think Shoresy would be classified as a great
television show. And if it's not the best show, Mike, the show I'm about to ask you about is, they're talking about a reboot for Scrubs. I have been watching Scrubs. I started in like season 6 and watched from there till basically the end. Did you ever watch Scrubs, and how interested would you be in a 1 or 2 season reboot of that show?
I'd give it a shot. I did watch Scrubs. I like Scrubs. But, I think we're talking about something that's quite interesting is that the interest of programming among people of the time, we're talking about TV programs that are of your time that you grew up with. You know, and for me, it'd be something like MASH or Gunsmoke or Perry Mason or some of those old-time classics. But the media, the entertainment media, the movies, the pop culture of our world. They definitely have an impact on generations of people. And, you know, we forget about that. There's folks like Bob and I, when I mentioned Gunsmoke or Andy Griffith or something, it's like, oh, yeah, those were great shows. And then when you mention Scrubs, which I did watch and really did enjoy, they're like, what the heck is he talking about? I never heard of that show. So, but pop culture has such an impact on people. And that's one of the reasons I love it. And I think that it's so important to stay on top of aspects of pop culture just to see, you know, to see where the hand and where society is at right now.
All right.
It was created by Bill Lawrence, who also has made the Jason Sudeikis show. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The soccer.
Bill Lawrence made the coach, you know what I'm talking about.
No, tell us.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, we know him. What's the name of the show?
Shorzy?
What's wrong with you?
What is the name of the show? Why don't you tell me?
I'm not telling you because you opened
Max
this up.
Max Lazo. Freddie.
No.
What is that show called? Ted Lasso.
Good grief, Mike.
There you go.
Mike.
One of the shows that is one of the great shows of our time that has drawn in audiences of all ages. So, yeah, Ted Lasso.
I haven't watched season three yet because I heard it wasn't as good, and I'm weird like that, but I'll watch it.
It's possible to have that Dexter moment where you think, I watched all that for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about a movie that's coming up this month, and the two stars were promoting it recently. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Wolfs. Now, you put those two in a movie, you feel like that's a guarantee, slam dunk. Is it?
You would think so. You would most definitely think so. Those are two names that gets my interest in to go see a movie without too much of a problem at all. And I mean, there's other movies like that, but those two, I think I've seen some stuff on Wolf, and it looks like it's going to be quite good to me. So, and then there's another one I'm seeing that I'm really kind of I've seen stuff they're just now starting to drop trailers and stuff on it, starring Will Smith. Do you know what that is, Jeff? You're a Will Smith fan, or used to be.
I am. I do not know the new Will Smith project that's coming. No, I'm sorry.
Popeye
really?
The Sailor Man. Yes,
it's
Will Smith. Yes. It's and it actually looks kinda good, so we'll see about that one too. There's a lot of good stuff coming out. It's that time of year where we see all this stuff that people are getting ready for things. But yeah. There's a lot of good things out there as far as television and movies, and there's a new one on Netflix as well. It's in Spanish, and I can't think of the title of it, but it's getting all kinds of rave reviews about a medical team and the interaction between the medical team on the show. So, but it's Spanish speaking, but you know I can read and I understand some Spanish, but that looks it's getting rave reviews and doing really well at Netflix right now. I apologize if I can't think of the name of it, but there's a lot of good things out there that we can do, whether it be music or movies or, you know, for me, Bob, I'm golf sounds real good. And one of these days I need to talk to my son about getting a foursome together for tournament player with a foursome is so much easier than single play.
Yes, it is. All you need to do is putt well and you have value to your team.
Yeah.
Let us know. I had a question. I have DirecTV and they're in a dispute with ABC Disney. And that's unacceptable to me, especially since it just dropped on us. There was no forewarning.
Yeah.
There was no news. It just Sunday night, we couldn't get ESPN. And so I'm going to drop DirecTV, I think. But I don't know what I do then. Jeff has this idea of Roku, and the problem is I've got three televisions. I don't want to go buy three new televisions.
You know, do your televisions, do they take HDMI input?
Yeah.
A cable. Well, you should be able to hook up Roku without any trouble then to any kind of television. You don't have to have a Roku television to get a Roku bar that works. I've got a Roku sound bar on my TV in the living room, and then I got Roku on every other TV, and it runs off the same internet system, and I've never had a problem with it.
Well, why don't you know anything about this, Jeff?
Because I get the Roku TVs and I don't have to hook anything up, or I just go off what the apps are and I sign in.
What if I got one Roku television and then hooked up Roku to the others? Is that a solution potentially?
Sure, you get like an HDMI plug bar, an instant plug and play. And
I don't know what I got. I don't know. I've always been told I plug and play very well.
I don't know what that means.
It's like you take an input, kind of like would be on an old mouse with a cord, and you plug that into the TV, and it's wireless. And the Roku, the remote control, works off of that, or you can set any remote control, universal remote, up with that individual device. And Amazon has one as well. I just happen to have Roku because I think there's more options with Roku. But I've never had a problem with it, and I use a streaming service. I won't say which one. It's one that I kind of got after you was going through all your stuff, Bob. But I go through a streaming service with my internet, and I have no other things. And I use YouTube TV and then do my subscriptions. Of course, there's so many subscriptions now, I probably would be cheaper to have cable TV. But
I don't know what to do. I have DirecTV and all the streaming services. If you saw my bill per month, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm a Roku fan.
I'm the old man down the road. And I don't say that with any pride. I'm the guy that's spending way too much money and not really knowing why.
Yeah, so I've got the Disney.
Jeff, you got something smart to say?
Mike is the sweet hitchhiker.
with my Roku, with my ESPN Disney package, I watch ESPN, and I hardly ever watch anything on Disney. There's a new Marvel.
Yeah, I don't watch anything on Disney either.
So the reason
I watch Hulu.
I do too. It's cheaper to get the package with Hulu, Disney, and Disney than it was to get just two of the two. So that's how come I have it. So. ESPN's every time with my Roku, not every time, but about 2 out of 10 times, I have to go in and re-sign in with the ESPN, which is kind of a pain with the Roku, but it's worth it in the long run.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Text us from the road. Let us know how those concerts are, okay?
I will. A lot of drive time, so I'll get to listen to the show when I'm driving. So I will definitely do it. You guys, Kieran, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Be safe. Thanks.
We'll see you soon. There's Mike Furches talking some pop culture. We'll take it for a minute or two here, Max, and give Jesse Newell some time. He's finishing up an interview, so I want to make sure we give him enough time to where he can come on this show.
Sure.
You never know who he's interviewing.
Well, we'll ask. We could. I mean, maybe.
Well, I mean, he might tell us.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, it might be some big deal, some off-the-record thing.
Could be.
You know, that's what reporters do sometimes.
Sometimes.
They don't want to divulge the sources. They want to, you know.
Just gather information.
Right.
I understand
how it
works.
Maybe it's an interview he'll want to tell us about. I don't know.
Anything's possible.
But the Chiefs open tomorrow evening at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Highly anticipated. One of the best games of the year. Both of those teams with legitimate Super Bowl hopes.
Yes, several teams.
I was listening to a show
them.
Yesterday talking about this Baltimore offense with Zay Flowers and Lamar.
Derrick Henry.
And Derrick Henry and Mark Andrews. And look out. This could be a fun game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they could be fantastic. The Chiefs will probably be very good. And we'll see how it goes in Week 1.
Time for a break. We will come back, hopefully, with Jesse Newell after this. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We're going to put Jesse Newell off until 3:40. Give him some time to get his interviews done. I've been in communication with him.
Well, that's impressive.
Throughout the process.
Thank you so much for that.
Well, that's what I do. I'm a pro's pro.
Okay.
I want to make sure we're on the right page.
Sounds like we are.
We're going to pick 9 games this week.
We should be picking 10.
Which other one?
Colorado-Nebraska.
We'll talk about it. How about that?
All right. Just seemed a little hasty. I don't know why we need to pick Oklahoma State and Arkansas, if we're being completely honest.
There's more Oklahoma State fans here.
Yeah, but that's not interesting.
That's why.
So it's an okay game.
It's a regional battle between
You know
Arkansas,
any Arkansas fans?
Of course I do.
Who?
Razorback fans?
Name one.
I've known many throughout my life.
Okay, well, then you'll
be able
to.
I don't know that I know one right now. But Arkansas, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my gosh, man.
Do you not have any
knowledge of history?
We didn't have Texas, Michigan on the initial list.
Do you not care about any kind of history?
I care about history, but just tell me an Arkansas
Oklahoma
fan.
State's a top 20 team, top 15 team.
And you're going to make me pick them.
I don't care what I make you pick. That's one of the games we're picking.
Unfortunate.
It's
not the best Big 12
game. We certainly
have
a lot of Nebraska fans in this area, too. Although, are there? Yeah. But are they happy? No.
Ralph?
Ralph's happy. Happy-go-lucky.
My friend Wyatt is a Nebraska fan. My former boss, Kim Wilhelm, is a Nebraska fan.
I don't know anything about all that. I don't have time to look into that. That kind of stuff.
Well, that's why I have the information
already.
Whether
they're a Nebraska fan or not, that's not relevant to me.
I'm just telling you.
I'm not a Nebraska fan, although I have respect for that program and the way those people in Nebraska adore, maybe too strong a word now, but
they show
up in droves. And having covered many games, probably 10 or so, in my career in Lincoln, that's an incredible college football atmosphere.
Absolutely, one of the best.
OU's right there, Texas.
A lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
Michigan, Ohio State.
I never covered a game at Michigan or Ohio
A&M.
State.
Remember, we covered a game at Auburn.
I did cover a game or two at Texas A&M. Yeah, I covered a game at Auburn. Kansas
I was there.
State.
That was a good day.
Can't remember. Colorado's a pretty good venue.
Doak Walker Stadium? I don't know what it's called.
No, you don't have a clue.
What is Doak Walker Stadium? Is that Florida State?
Trying to think of the other venues I've been to cover college football. I was at the L.A. Coliseum.
There's no Doak Walker Stadium.
For a K-State game back in the day.
There should be.
In fact, the Saturday before 9/11. At the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah, I remember.
Kansas State. You don't remember.
I wasn't
what
there.
What were you
but
doing?
I remember. You guys got back. Bruce didn't get back.
What were you doing? What did you say that weekend? Who babysat you?
Yeah, I was 30.
Well, you were 19.
I don't think I needed a babysitter at that point in my life.
Do you remember me being gone at all? Do you have any recollection of
not
that?
Not really. No, I don't.
Really?
No.
Well, thanks a lot.
I don't have a recollection of many things.
Well, that kind of hurts my feelings.
It's not going to be easy to write my autobiography.
I'm going to sit here one day. One day I'm just going to come down here, and I'm going to embark on the journey. You know what I'm saying?
Of?
League 42.
Okay.
Do I have it in me?
I don't know.
Many would say no.
Who?
Me.
Who else? Me?
Hold on.
All right. I don't know what you're going to do as far as League 42 goes. You should have a book in you, but approaching 70, I'm not sure you really do.
Let's get to future Bob.
Quickly. Oh, really?
Hello, Bob.
Howdy. Yeah, I got a question for you, Bob. You probably know it. You've been watching that Bob Newhart show. What was that guy's name that wore the blue jean overalls, was the maintenance man for him? He always came
up Poston.
With some... Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
him. Tom Poston.
Yeah.
Plays George Utley. Is that all you needed, future Bob?
Oh,
even
yeah,
you're calling him future
much.
Bob.
Just keep pushing them K-State Wildcats and the Jayhawks on the victory.
We certainly will, and we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks,
future
let's Bob.
Get to Jim 35
what?
Quickly. Quickly. This may be the oldest back-to-back callers in the history of talk radio.
Oh, it has to be.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, back in the day, that chicken shit from Nebraska took,
watch out now.
Took Nebraska into the Big Ten. And I said he's going to be in the bottom of the Big Ten and the bottom of the barrel, and he was. Anyway, the patriarch of
Tom
Omaha,
Devaney?
This, until recently, until he died, they would sell the tickets they sold, and he would buy the rest of the tickets and call it a sellout.
Well, that happens a lot.
You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, that nothing gets by me. I was
right,
completely aware. Yeah, in fact, I was going to talk about it very quickly.
Me too.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to hear from you.
Don't be a
stranger.
He's so gone. What do you think the point of that call was?
I don't know. Don't know.
At least we got to hear from him.
At least we heard from him. We know he's okay. And those are two guys, Bob and Jim, that mean a lot to me personally.
Really?
Of course they do.
Well, one of them is you, so that helps.
I would love to have a cup of coffee, I started to say. I don't drink coffee. But it'd be fun to hang out with them.
Go to breakfast sometime, maybe?
Yeah. Bob, if you want to give Max a call and give him your phone number, and you have any interest at all.
Bob, you can just give him Bob's number.
In going to lunch or going to breakfast or something like that, you can give that to Max. I don't know that you will. You don't certainly have to. He may be saying, why would I want to go meet this Yahoo?
Right. I've already been to him.
Shut up. I mean, seriously.
What? What?
Just please.
Well, would that be fun? Maybe.
Jesse Newell joins us from the Kansas City Star. Big one right out of the chute. Big, big one. The Chiefs at home against Baltimore tomorrow night at Arrowhead Stadium. Jesse, the time has arrived. This looks like an epic game. We thought it was an epic game in the AFC Championship game last year, and the Chiefs made it not an epic game. Do they have the capability of doing that again tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, I remember walking up to, you know, the Raven Stadium last year, and it did feel sort of like this was going to be the coronation. You know, the fans were obviously excited. They hadn't hosted a championship game in their stadium for, it was either 50 or 60 years. Obviously a raucous atmosphere before the game, but it did feel like this was kind of the time to take it away from the Chiefs. This was the opponent. This was the location. And then the Chiefs did something to the Ravens that no team had all year, which was sort of they punched them in the mouth and got them behind double digits, and all of a sudden the Ravens kind of didn't know how to respond to that and seemed to, you know, didn't run the football as much as they had the rest of the season, seemed to panic a little bit when things didn't go their way. And obviously the Chiefs defense had a lot to do with that, and being able to blitz Lamar Jackson, confuse him a little bit, and get the Ravens away from what they wanted to do. So, yeah, it'll be another great matchup. And, you know, again, we look at things like that, and with one ball bouncing one way or something going another way, or, you know, Drew Tranquil doesn't catch Lamar Jackson completing a deflected pass to himself, maybe that goes for an 85-yard touchdown. And we're talking about the Chiefs playing the Ravens in Baltimore as, you know, a game that's happening because the Ravens won the Super Bowl last year. But like you said, I mean, about as good a matchup as you can start with, but the Chiefs defense will have its hand full again with Lamar Jackson, and now you have to deal with Derrick Henry as well.
I'm interested in the wide receiver situation because, you know, they have Rashi Rice coming back as a proven guy, but then you have Hollywood Brown who will miss tomorrow's game, and, of course, Xavier Worthy. Do you get the sense that Xavier Worthy will see increased production tomorrow because Hollywood Brown is out, or maybe kind of in spite of that? Does he kind of fill a bigger role even when Hollywood Brown comes back?
Yeah, so this is an interesting game for that, because I agree with the main point, which is like with Hollywood Brown out, they need Xavier Worthy to step on the field and be good right away and be somebody they can rely upon. But what's interesting is last year, at least, Baltimore was so good against deep passes and not allowing them. And we know Worthy, that's sort of his game. You know, the Chiefs have been wild with how he can track passes downfield, how he's been able to adjust his body and take good routes and catch them. So he's kind of one of those guys that even if he's running routes all game, kind of like MBS did last year, it's not going to take many plays for him to, you know, not do much. Okay, there's two catches for, you know, 78 yards, potentially a touchdown. A little bit like you remember with DeSean Jackson, what he did with Andy Reid back when he started his career in Philadelphia. So I don't know that this is the perfect matchup for Xavier Worthy because of how well the Ravens have been able to bring creative pressure, and not allow teams to get the ball downfield, especially against two of the best safeties in the league back there, including Kyle Hamilton. But at the same point, I do think the Chiefs need Xavier Worthy out there, and they need him to produce, and they need him to be reliable because Hollywood Brown's not going to be out there, and because the rest of their receiving core is more rotation pieces than guys that you would expect them to rely upon when you're talking behind Rashee Rice in that receiver room. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting matchup to start off with, but I do think they have high expectations for Xavier Worthy. I actually just wrote a feature on him today, and from the 18-minute interview they did with him at the NFL Combine, they loved his football intelligence and his smarts. And so we'll see if that plays up right away, if he's able to line up correctly and do all those small things to allow him to be productive in this first game of his NFL career.
Jesse Newell, our guest. We're talking Chiefs-Ravens. That kicks off the NFL season tomorrow night. So we saw that the Chiefs have picked up Samaje Perine.
P. Ryan.
Gosh, that name gets me every time, to back up Isaiah Pacheco. But then there's another guy in there, Carson Steele, and he opened some eyes in the exhibition season. He kind of has a feel of a guy that's going to have a decent role in this offense. Do you agree? Do you think Carson Steele can be a factor this early?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I never forget Samaje Perine's name is because 10 years ago, the KU beat writer went down to Oklahoma, and he had 430 or so yards in about 3 1/8 quarters, and was able to set the college football NCAA football record for rushing yards in a game. And so, yeah, I heard Samaje Perine's name over the loudspeaker quite a few times that day, and didn't forget it ever since then. But no, you're right. Carson Steele is going to be a fan favorite. The guy has a pet alligator named Crocky J. Teammates have nicknamed him Crocodile. He's got the blonde flowing locks. He's a very likable kid. You know, I've been talking to him in the locker room this week, excited about, you know, what's ahead with him, and a guy that was an outside chance to make the roster and really just earned his way on. We talk about the Chiefs coaches loving guys they can trust and know where they're going to be and be in the right spots, and that's the one compliment Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, gave right away to Carson Steele, is that he was in the right spots. Whatever they asked him to do, he was able to do it. So Nagy cautioned a little bit this week, Carson Steele's role, to say not to expect too much from him. It is going to be his first NFL game. He still is a young guy compared to the others, but I don't know that they have much of an option right now. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, we know he's going to get a lot of carries in there. He loves a full workload. He worked on his hands in the offseason, so potentially can be in there more on passing situations as well. But Samaje Perine just got there, guys, and he's trying to learn a playbook. He's trying to learn what he can do in a week's worth of time. And so I think Carson Steele's going to have to get some carries, and he'll obviously be out there for special teams. He'll be out there for kick return and doing those duties. But I do think they're going to have to give him the football. And if they do, you know, he's broken tackles. He's shown a great ability to make guys miss and shown a nasty stiff arm in the preseason as well. So I'm actually interested to see how he does. I think the Chiefs should give him a few carries just to see what they have in this kid, and potentially if he can be sort of the thunder along with the thunder that Isaiah Pacheco has in that backfield. And if that's the case for the Chiefs, then they obviously got an undrafted Steele and Carson Steele and potentially can help their backfield with a guy that they didn't put many resources into.
What do you think about the matchup for the Chiefs defensively against Baltimore? Not much turnover. Do they hit the ground running? And what do they miss in not having Legarius Sneed, not only on the field, but as a locker room guy?
Yeah, I think, you know, Legarius was kind of a quiet sort of leader. He didn't say too much, but obviously the physicality started with him. You know, him seeing some of his highlights from last year where he's like jammed Tyreek Hill in the playoffs and put him on the ground. I mean, that felt like that's how that playoff game went. The Chiefs were the team in that, you know, frigid temperature that actually wanted to be out there, that wanted to play physically, and that wanted to go win the football game. I think Legarius Sneed really embodied that sort of mindset from the Chiefs. And so they missed that from him, but they're going to miss his production as well. I mean, right now, guys, the secondary is a little bit of a mess just because the guys that you figure would be CB2 behind Trent McDuffie, they've all been hurt in training camp and have missed some time. So talking Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, Nazee Johnson, there really has been no cohesiveness there. And Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, even admitted earlier this week that nobody's really won that job. They're going to mix and match and see how guys do there. So I think you're right, though. You know, the one thing when I was breaking down this matchup and trying to come up with a prediction for it was I just kept coming back to it's interesting that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but yet Baltimore's defense is kind of what it normally looks like after you win the Super Bowl, which is they lost their defensive coordinator, they lost their defensive line coach, they lost their cornerbacks coach, and then they lost some guys in free agency that is totally natural. You know, Patrick Queen goes and takes a big deal from somewhere else. Jadeveon Clowney goes and takes a big deal from somewhere else. Whereas you look at the Chiefs sideline, you're like, well, they got their defensive coordinator back, their linebackers coach back, their D-line coach back, their cornerbacks coach back. And other than Legarius Sneed, they bring back a really young team that was pretty good a year ago. So I think if any game could play into sort of the continuity factor, these two teams you're looking at right now, the Chiefs would have the advantage because these guys know the playbook and they are with coaches they were with last year in roles that they were in last year when they won a championship. Can't say the same for Baltimore. So how much will that help? I can't tell you, but if I was going to lean the matchup in one team's favor or potentially look at this matchup and say one team might have a little bit of an edge, I would say the Chiefs for that reason. They're not loving where they're at injury-wise. They're not loving where they're at personnel-wise, but I think they have to love where they're at from a continuity standpoint, and that definitely means something this early in the season.
All right, just a minute or two left. I do want to ask you about Travis Kelce. We're talking with Jesse Newell from The Star. He'll be 35 in a month. They've built up some depth behind him at tight end. Do you expect him to have another big year? And secondly, what's the Taylor Swift factor going to be in 2025? It certainly can't be as front and center as it was last year, right?
I don't know. I saw some people online. The NFL put out a promo video for this year, a hype video for this year, and I guess like Taylor Swift was in it 5 or 6 times and Lamar Jackson was in it once. So potentially this thing is going to kind of continue to ride on, you know, throughout this season. But as far as Travis Kelce goes, I always have to look up the stat, but he's 4 months younger than Rob Gronkowski. And Rob Gronkowski had a Hall of Fame career, retired, came back, won another Super Bowl, and now he's been retired again for years. And still Travis Kelce is considered one of the best tight ends in the NFL at age 35. So is there going to be a step back? I think so. He's not as good yards after catch anymore. He's not as elusive or fast as he used to be, but he still has that ESP with Mahomes. And we talked to him yesterday at the podium, and he said if the coaches are going to try to take him out and limit his snaps, he's not going to be into that. He's not going to listen to him, just like he didn't listen to him in the Super Bowl, getting in Andy Reid's face and bumping him there on the sidelines. So a little bit less production, I would think so. That's kind of natural with that position, especially at that position. But to think that Travis Kelce's not going to have an impact, I don't think you can say that either, just because him and Mahomes have such a special connection. He can find seams that other guys can't. So I guess we'll see how it turns out. I would expect lesser numbers from him, but still a huge impact because he still is Travis Kelce, and he's still working with Patrick Mahomes.
And we made it through this interview without mentioning three-peat. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of Jeff. Thank you, Jesse. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate it, guys. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star. As tomorrow at this time, we'll be anticipating kickoff for this one. We'll all be watching it.
Think so.
You're welcome to come over.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Ah, that's a no.
We'll see how it goes.
That's just trying to be polite.
I don't know what it is.
You can bring Shannon. We'll have some Ziggy's pizza, whatever.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. We'll see what.
We welcome the company. Now I don't know what time you got to get up Friday.
Always pretty early.
Yeah, maybe you can stay for a half.
That could work.
Something like that.
Sure.
I want people to understand we do hang out at times.
It happens occasionally.
Once in a while. We're not mortal enemies.
Or are
we?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I would say probably not.
Probably not?
Typically.
Typically?
I usually am in your corner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm spent, man.
Why?
I just feel like I've worked this show. This show's required work.
Well, is that my fault?
Not really. I've had some issues going on during the show that I've had to deal with.
I've noticed that.
You always hate that.
I don't enjoy it.
It's not good. I don't like it either. But once in a while.
Are they not issues that could be resolved?
No, they're really not. They need to have some immediate response to.
All right.
And I don't normally do that. But today?
No, I get it. I had some work stuff going on yesterday that I attended to, and it happens.
Well, it can happen with you, and nobody notices.
Thank you. I am pretty seamless that way.
With me, being so prominent.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll make our picks tomorrow with Max, the big fella, Jason Duda. We'll also talk White Sox baseball with Scott Merkin from MLB.com. See you then.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.